Should have hit this niggas with my sexy voice.
You, no, my number one. This.
Motherfuckers.
I'm watching that that new edition you, movie on Hulu. Real inspiring.
With or without the Bobby Brown job. Y'all think he was singing these songs to his wife? All these songs this was to the fat bitch.
Which one? He married that caretaker. Second.
He was fucking with the fat bitch for a minute.
He married Cicely Tyson the second time.
Wait. Wait. Why look like Cicely Tyson?
She was old as shit.
She was hella old, bro.
How many of them is it?
Two. He married twice and divorced twice. Second one was old, nigga.
He ain't married Chili.
Not Chili.
No, but Chili, who he was talking to.
Tamika was the first wife. That's the crazy one. And then he married that old lady.
I still think him and Chili was a gimmick.
I don't think so.
Because when he started that, when he did 8701, he was like,
she a weirdo.
She gonna be my video girl. So she was basically the whole video girl for the whole 8701 album.
Yeah, but I think it kind of like grew from
it
that.
It grew into something.
I heard her talk. Her baby hairs ain't worth it. She a weirdo.
Hey, them baby hairs just sexy, though. I can't forget. And she shot Floyd down.
Did she?
You know what I mean? When she shot Floyd down?
Shit, Floyd only 2 feet tall.
When she had the fucking, yeah, but the 200 M's a year is, yeah. I date that nigga for.
What? Wait,
whoa, pause.
What?
Fuck what y'all talking about? That Sprint bill be real.
What the fuck?
That Sprint bill be real every month.
Get the money team tatted on his titty. Hey,
hey, y'all, it's like 112 in this damn
man,
studio
this nigga
right
out
now.
Out of line, man.
Yeah, he out of line. He trying to
we
kick
in
us
the sauna
out.
Again.
He trying to kick us out. That's all it is.
That nigga working us.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah,
he said you a Mary Floyd, so I don't know.
I don't know who he singing to right now. Hey, ladies and gentlemen,
listen up, I got a story.
This is
tell.
The Views
check
from the 7 podcast.
And I know you can
episode 21. God damn.
Check it out.
I didn't quit it just one night. Got so good to me. Double back twice. I must have been out of my mind. Knowing I don't wanna. I'm about to nut up. Guess it's too late to turn back.
This song right here is probably for his wife. Quintasia was getting it wrong.
So they raining well
also,
up in my ear talking about.
Yeah, Quintasia was getting it wrong.
I got what you came for.
Second verse is when he went wrong.
That's all right.
This is for Janet Jackson. You got to remember Jermaine Dupri wrote all this shit.
We got protection.
This is for Janet. And I ain't mad if I hit her wrong.
Who are you tripping now? I got it. That's what it's made for. So I can feel like this.
Well, Jermaine got that pussy. I know I got a chance.
Jermaine got right in the
end. Yeah, he got that RoboCop hairline.
He got the what?
The RoboCop hairline. When he take his mask off, that shit just split up top. Jermaine was probably the first that let his braids stay in a little too long.
Yeah, the motherfucker turned to mildew.
Man, you know how the niggas now get the dreadlocks. They be holding on to them for too long. They start in the middle, the back of their head and shit.
Them Roger Mayweathers. Talk about the Roger Mayweather braids.
Hey.
Oh, shit. It's an Usher Trevor Games up in here.
Oh, man.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that?
That's not the part y'all wanted. That's why I told y'all keep talking. Oh,
my God. He didn't Mark Sanchez.
They
didn't,
man. Mark See, they Sanchez. Made me do it because they don't pay attention to the signals, man.
God damn it.
He didn't fumble it.
Man, This motherfucker.
I didn't. Here. Let's go.
It's Mark Sanchez.
This motherfucker here, man.
The devil is a lie. Them other girls can't compete with mine. You do it so good. You
my mind. Hey, man, I had my kids singing this shit to the top of their fucking lungs. Until I found I didn't. I didn't listen to the lyrics.
But the shit I just said about Floyd Mayweather was suspect. Oh, you see what I'm saying? At least that was about me. You know what I mean? At least if I fuck my life up, it's my life I'm fucking up.
I didn't know he was talking about giving it.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I didn't know it.
I say some shit I know I should do to myself. But God damn it.
Hey. But, damn, I can't even finish.
I don't know what just happened to me.
When I finally found out the lyrics, man, my daughter was singing that shit. Shut up. Shut the shit out of it. Shut the fuck up.
That spins everybody.
Oh my
man,
God.
Man, I did, man. I
oh my
that
God.
That song is hella slept on, lungs, man. Though. I had him singing to the top of their lungs, bro. Because I thought he was talking about just kissing for a minute. And I said, hold on. I'm listening to him on myself.
Hey, old girl in the video with the freckles, though. I don't know what it is.
There was a video to it.
You ain't never seen the video? The video was cool. I liked the video.
Nope.
The video, I was watching that shit today. That video, it took like a minute before the beat even kicked in. He was doing all type of weird dance and shit in the beginning.
I liked that though. Like, I liked the performance part of it. I liked that.
Touch!
Mario, ain't it?
Touch!
What album was Good Kisser on? Whatever album Good Kisser was on.
It wasn't on no album.
I don't think he ever released it.
It was supposed to be on the last one. Hard to Tell or whatever it was called.
Hard to Love was a trash album too, but it had a couple hits on there.
Tell Me was my shit.
What was his last good album? Was it Confessions?
Nah, the one with Moving Mountains on it.
That was trash.
That shit was good.
The Here For You?
Is that what it's called? I don't. After Confessions, I stopped keeping count of what the.
I think that was Confessions. Was it? I think his last.
No, he had another good one.
That was his last hooray.
The other one with Mars versus Venus on it was cool.
Trash.
No.
Mars versus Venus was cool, but that's I don't trash. Know about that album.
The album was cool.
That was with Papers on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, trash.
No, it wasn't trash.
Here I Stand. Here I Stand was
trash.
Here I Stand was that's the one with the black and white cover, right?
Yeah.
It's another one after that.
Raymond versus Raymond.
Trash.
Is what?
That Raymond versus Raymond?
He had one that wasn't that good. Is that the one where he had the mohawk on it? Is that Raymond versus Raymond?
Raymond versus Raymond is this. There go my baby. I ain't got my aux cord plugged in.
Yeah, you don't.
Yeah, this was a good song, but the album wasn't good.
He had one where he had a mohawk. That shit was trash, but he had what? Two good songs on it.
This had this song, and it had fucking Hey Daddy.
Okay. Trash.
There goes my baby.
Oh yeah, this album was trash. This shit was Lil Freak, Lil Minaj. Oh my God. Oh, they did have Mars vs. Venus on there.
Hey,
trash.
I tried to tell you. Hold on. Won't you look at the albums, man.
Man, that shit was trash. After Confession, trash.
Raymond vs. Raymond was cool. It was a cool little album. Now, looking for myself, that's the one I'm thinking about where he had the mohawk. That
trash.
One, that one wasn't that good.
Bro, you like on Raymond vs. Raymond, you skipping majority.
Hey, Daddy, there goes my baby, Lil Freak.
Trash.
You're not listening to Lil Freak.
Lil Freak, that was
what I did. You ain't like Lil Freak?
That was what? Minaj? Trash.
Trash.
Come on, man. I'm bugging.
She don't know what
OMG.
Yeah, that was a cool pop hit.
OMG.
Mars vs. Venus.
Trash.
Mars vs. Venus is trash?
Oh, my gosh.
This is cool.
Put on Mars vs. Venus. You said it was trash. And I need them to hear this.
Mars vs. Venus was cool. You ain't fuck with Mars vs. Venus?
I done put the T on the board already.
Man, listen. This shit go.
R is coming. The A has now hit the board.
You want to fuck with this?
He bugging.
The S just popped up.
He didn't even start singing yet. God damn.
H is blinking.
He wild, man. Something wrong with it.
The H is now silent. It's solid. Trash.
Bro. Making Love Into the Night was a good one.
Nah, I really don't think he got. He only got Papers
and Somebody to Love. Him and Justin
they
Bieber.
My baby. Hey, Daddy.
Somebody to Love on this album. Nah, he
it's the one with bad. Him and Justin Bieber.
Yes.
I gotta listen. I don't think I was.
That was a hit. What song is this?
Somebody to Love.
The remix.
That's on there.
I think Justin Bieber must have got the good line. Hey! Hey!
Nigga, did you really just...
Look at all you.
Touch! Running a thousand miles. Touch! Just to get where you are. Touch! To the beat of my heart.
I don't need a whole lot of you. You hella gay, bro. That was not one. That was not a hit.
He in here pop locking his shit.
Hey, that album is super trash.
Justin Bieber got the better version.
Usher got three good albums.
Man, y'all.
Confessions.
Three? You ain't like the first one?
My Way.
You ain't like the first Usher?
Nah.
Usher? The first, like
the first Usher.
The one that was called Usher.
Yes.
No.
The bad, the Diddy produce joint? That Diddy produced.
So?
So what?
Like Diddy ain't ever put out trash out.
Who he put out? That was trash.
Day 26?
Day 26 is not trash.
Super trash.
And Brian Michael Cox produced that.
Super trash.
You bugging.
The band.
You bugging.
The band. Super trash.
He arguably had.
Total got a couple tracks, but I don't know if
Total.
You,
I can't say trash.
112 is the greatest R&B okay. group of all time.
Stop it. What the fuck?
The greatest, Jagged Edge.
No, they're not.
Jodeci. It's not. The niggas on.
They're not.
Jodeci is the greatest group of all time outside of the Temptations.
112 is the greatest R&B group of all time.
Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
Jodeci?
Stop it.
Jodeci has got a good four good albums. Solid.
Jodeci is the greatest outside of the Temptations, bro.
112 got two albums.
No, they don't. Knock it off.
No,
the first one was a classic. The second one was a classic.
I like
the third one.
Room 112 and Part 3 are their greatest albums.
That's it. That's all they got.
The first one wasn't a classic?
Cupid.
With all those on it. Classic. Go back and listen. You bugging. No. The last one was dope.
No.
It's a nigga tripping.
Y'all bugging. Even though that wasn't a Bad Boy production.
Sure.
Y'all bugging.
Yeah.
112 is the greatest one.
And then Jodeci only got...
How many good albums Jagged Edge got, motherfucker?
Four.
You
solid.
Think I... What?
No.
They first album?
They first three. That's
and
it.
Then Hard was dope too.
Hard was
not
one.
Dope.
Hard was the third one.
Hard was their fourth album.
Hard had a song. Pause.
No, what was their first one?
Hard had
Jagged Edge, hold on,
which wasn't a classic.
Jagged Edge wasn't their first one.
Nigga, y'all ain't finna have me up here. I know my shit.
Jagged Edge.
Hard wasn't good.
Hard was dope.
Hard was a classic. I can't.
Hard was dope.
Can't
man, y'all
that.
Putting that C. I hate when
Hard
y'all
was
start
a,
putting
Hard
that
was
C
a classic.
Word. Hard
I can't,
is not
I can't,
classic.
I can't deny Hard.
J.E. Heartbreak.
Was cool. It wasn't plenty of skips.
What?
Plenty of skips. Plenty of skips.
I'm giving. Hold up. I'm
Jagged
giving.
The Thrill.
I'm giving. J.E.
Plenty of skips.
J.E. Heartbreak.
It's not a
Jagged
classic.
Air.
That's all I got.
Plenty of skips.
Oh,
that's all I got.
Oh, they
J.E.
Plenty
Heartbreak.
Of skips. Hard was the best one to me. Hard was
what?
The best one, and then a Jagged Air, I think, was cool. The one they did on Slip and Slide.
Hard got two.
J.E. Heartbreak got plenty of skips. Plenty.
Hard got two good songs on it.
Hard has way more than two good
this
songs on it.
On J.E. Heartbreak.
So? That's a hit. That don't mean it's a
all
classic album.
This is cool.
Walked Out of Heaven and I Don't Wanna.
Nah, it got more
Let's
than that.
Let's Get Married was a hit. True Man was dope.
True.
Promise was dope.
Promise.
I hated Promise.
I love Promise. Cool.
Promise is
Keys
trash.
Keys to the Range was trash.
Heartbreak.
Keys to the Range is trash. I hate it.
Man, they in here hating. They in here hating on the greatest R&B group
ever. Stop
it,
bro.
112 is that.
No, they not.
Yeah, they are. They better
than
Jagged
Edge. Let me go check their track list.
They better than Jagged Edge.
So we got a fucking relationship question while we on this shit. Let me go check their
Well, first, man, how y'all doing, man?
Oh, we good.
How y'all doing?
This nigga's pissing me off.
Y'all got my blood pressure up and shit.
This nigga tripping.
Nah, man. Y'all who tripping?
You tripping.
That Jagged Edge is the greatest.
And I normally be vibing with you.
They not even better than 112.
They're
who?
Not. They're not. Good call.
Fail.
Even though I don't know how the fuck Jodeci came up out your
mouth. Jodeci is the greatest fucking.
Fuck out of here.
They're the best. Outside of the Temptations.
They only got three albums.
And all three would put the C word on them.
You cannot.
What?
Cunt.
Hold up.
You can't.
Y'all don't want me to pull my Googles pull up, out. God damn it. Pull
nigga, Jodeci only got five songs as a whole.
Stop it.
Then it with the KC and JoJo.
Stop it.
The show, the after party, the hotel, trash. Complete trash.
Forever My Lady.
That's the only album.
Classic. Diary of a Madman. Classic. The show, the
trash.
After party.
Trash. That shit is trash. And that's it. That's the end of Jodeci.
Nah.
Niggas start doing.
I'll put the C word on.
Niggas start doing cocaine and sherm and start growing them ponytails. Like, that shit is over.
Outside of the Temptations is Jodeci.
Nah, it ain't.
Nigga, I don't even know why you said the Temptations.
Because he hates the Temptations. This nigga trashes the Temptations every week.
I don't hate
week.
The Temptations. I just said outside of the Temptations. That's the
but
greatest
you talk about
ever.
The Temptations. You talk bad about the Temptations every
what
week.
What I'm saying is that's all you listen to.
No, it ain't. I mean, the movie was, that's probably one of the coldest biopics ever.
Y'all niggas tripping.
Shit, it's only two good ones. Well, three.
No Edition.
Biopics?
No Edition.
I don't put that as an amazing biopic.
No Edition wasn't good to you?
You got the Jackson story. You got Temptations. What's Love Got to Do with It. And
Temptations.
Temptations. I put the C word, like classic. Like.
What about Ray?
Yeah. I can't put it up there.
Ray for sure.
Ray not a classic?
Jamie Foxx did he probably played Ray better than anyone has played anybody else. But a movie as a whole, I'm not putting Ray up there.
You didn't fuck with Ray?
No, I fuck with it, but the Jackson movie, What's Love Got to Do? Those are like classics.
I ain't even fuck with the Jackson movie like that.
Jackson movie went. Young Jason Weaver, he did his thing.
I ain't fuck with that like that.
This nigga. How you ain't fuck with No Edition, though? That's crazy.
That New Edition movie is dope.
He's crazy.
The Temptations.
Like, he'll say something really good, and he'll say something really bad to follow up. Like, I don't understand what's going on with him today.
What's the greatest Temptation song?
The greatest?
You only putting Temptations on your list because it's an old group.
No, I'm not.
They don't got shit.
Nah, you buggers. Papa was Rolling Stone. It's probably my favorite.
It do be.
That was terrible. The best two is probably Papa Was a Rolling Stone and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, disrespectful to say Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That wasn't the coldest rendition. That wasn't the coldest Christmas song damn near ever. That's the coldest Christmas
song
ever.
That's not even better than Silent Night.
What? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, that's the coldest Christmas song ever, other than probably Boyz II Men and Brian McKnight, Let It Snow. Them the coldest two Christmas songs ever.
This Christmas, nigga? Are you out your goddamn mind?
Who sung This Christmas?
Donny Hathaway.
Not better than either one of those.
And then Chris Brown redid it.
Get the fuck. That is the greatest Christmas song, period. By far. Ain't nothing even close to it.
Let It Snow.
Stop it.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Stop it.
And I stand firm on those.
Stop it.
This Christmas was a good song. I'm not saying this was a bad song.
What up, fellas?
Man, what's up?
What up, man?
How y'all doing?
Hot.
Man, it's hot as fuck in here.
I can't stress that enough. Like, I'm mad. I'm upset.
Well, we got to let they ass know about the complications we had.
Man, look, man, we recorded some heat last night.
We did. This is the second go-around, y'all. We apologize because
we recorded some fucking heat last night, and y'all missed out on it.
We had so much shit for y'all as far as polls. But don't worry, we're going to get to that. So, yesterday, we recorded some fucking heat. This fucking machine from the 80s.
That's definitely
recording on an Atari.
That's definitely the machine Roger Troutman used to record on.
It's hot as fuck in here.
We done told y'all about us having problems with this machine before. They didn't cut us off before. It's the only machine in the universe to still take batteries.
Yeah. Look, I'm telling all you niggas out there thinking this podcast shit is easy.
It ain't.
It's a grind, dude.
Yeah, especially when you're using the same machine.
That's the easy part.
It's the machine they used to do the He-Man voiceovers with.
Right. Other than that, though, my day cool, man. I'm doing my daughter birthday shit.
Taking on the press run and shit.
Press run.
Photo shoot, nails done.
I heard that.
Hair done, shit.
Done,
everything
big. So I
didn't. Gucci flip flops.
Took my stepdaughter to the mall. She didn't got her little outfit that she wanted for a photo shoot. Now she getting her nails done. Shit, she just
told you.
Taking a nigga cash.
You
it's 13 though. It's 13.
Man, look, you better get this roly poly oly with a dab of ranch CD. And get your motherfucking ass on. Go in your fucking room and put
that
shit on
repeat.
She just
told me she wanted a fucking a camera, but a fucking Polaroid camera.
Yeah, the kind that take the pictures print out instantly.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Look, for my daughter's 13th birthday, I got her a TV. The TV got the little YouTube and Netflix shit all on
smart
it,
TV.
Plugged in. She ain't bothered me since.
I went and bought a little TV, and she was like, "Is that for me?" And I was like, "No, but I might give it to her."
Ivan, what's going on, man?
Shit, got volleyball practice in a little bit, man. My little girl needs all the help she can get because she's terrible. We're not a volleyball family. She's the first one in the family to venture into volleyball, so.
It's cool, man. You're not the only parent that looks at their child.
Man,
like,
you got volleyball friends, though.
None.
You was, I don't either.
Mojave.
Nobody I know play volleyball. Only
you got to know at least two chicks in Mojave to play volleyball.
I know one chick. The only chick I know that played volleyball in Mojave was the white girl who let me suck her titties in the hallway.
Wait.
That's the only one.
What?
Yeah, it was real. Angela, shout out to you, baby. I appreciate them.
Did you just say her name?
Yeah, I ain't gonna say her last name. No, that'd be rude. Shout out to the white girl, Angela, from Mojave. May junior year.
Shout out to all the Mayo-nated.
Mayo-nated.
You made junior year everything you should have been, baby. I appreciate you.
Shout out to all my Mayo-nated women out there.
And, it was another chick, the Asian chick. I ain't gonna say her name. She used to let me suck her titties in the hallway, too, before school. Angela was, like, in between class.
I know it wasn't no Asian chick playing volleyball.
No, she didn't play volleyball. She just let me suck her titties in the morning before school, junior year. My junior year was lit. I ain't gonna say the Asian name because everybody knows who this
Nat
Asian
didn't play
is.
Volleyball?
Who?
She just did basketball.
I don't think she did.
I
don't think she did volleyball.
She was just tall.
She was just tall.
I was just naming the tall people.
Well, I ain't do shit. I slept the whole day away. I was so fucking mad yesterday.
Bro.
I was hot.
Yeah, that shit.
I'm sitting there like.
So I had to sleep and dream how we was gonna bounce back from this.
Yeah, make sure this fucking red button's still on.
I think this is our first time going through some shit like this.
The
first time where it's the whole show.
Yeah. God. But I mean, that one week we had to stop and record three times.
Yeah. That was trash, too.
Trash.
But, man, we're going to give y'all the best we can, man.
We here.
We definitely.
So, who got the question?
I got the question. Let me see.
All right. You know, this is you guys' favorite segment of the motherfucking show.
See,
I'm already thinking in my head, man, I want to go into my sexy voice and shit. Motherfuckers been trashing my shit.
You want to go into the sexy voice when we go into the trash relationship question?
Man, listen.
Yeah, because it's for the ladies.
I ain't in it.
I don't think the ladies feeling it.
They ain't feeling it, huh?
Nah.
You got a motherfucker feeling real creepy, man. Fuck y'all. All
right, this question comes from Lil Boosie, a.k.a. Anise.
Wait, what?
Lil Boosie, aka Anise. She got that. She
who was Anise?
Anise, the one that got her. She cut her hair to the Boosie fade last week.
Let me see.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You do.
You know.
Let me see.
He talking about Baby Boo. Boo Baby.
Boo Bay.
I don't know who the fuck that is.
Boo Bay.
The one who used to call him always Boo Bay all the time.
Anise?
His chick.
That's her real name. Her real name is Anise. That's
well, it's not his chick, but.
No, it's not my chick. Please.
Then who is
clarify.
Who
his little Facebook, the little Facebook crush.
The one that was kissing on Welvin?
Wait, what?
The one that was kissing on Welvin.
Oh, she all stressed out.
Oh, my
bald head, is she kissing on Welvin?
Yeah.
Look,
she's gonna be so hot when she hear this.
Hey, shout out to Welvin, man.
So mad when she hear this.
Living out his dreams. Can't wait to Las Vegas to be homeless.
To be homeless. Be on Lake Mead Pecos at 7-Eleven every day.
Hey, man, live your dreams, baby. Live your dreams.
Like, shit, when I think about shit like that, I'll be like, what happened to Lil Terrio? Like, what happened to niggas that like be famous for like a little bit and just disappeared? Lil Terrio probably like 15 now.
And you know, people be playing on their mental.
I can't even find her page right now. I was going to find her page for you. But you know who she is.
You know who she is.
What's her Facebook name?
Alexia.
Oh, shit. Okay, I got you. Bingo. Damn, she got the what?
The Boosie fade. You ain't see the pictures?
No, why?
It's more like Deloitte. It's more like Deloitte.
No, why? Why her?
What do you mean, why her?
It's like a level above why. Why the fuck? I guess, man. Live your life.
Live your life. All
right, what's the question?
Her question
is... It's a nice haircut. It look good on you.
her question is, does your views of a woman you're interested in change if she lets you hit on the first date?
No. No.
No, you lying.
I swear.
You're lying. Because you said a bunch of times, like, what you hit, you put a chick on the pedestal, and what she hit...
Yeah.
You're like, you know, you're no longer interested in it, so you're lying. Richie, I'll ask you for an honest answer.
I'm saying no.
He's lying.
I didn't want to get an honest answer because I know it's going to be some chicks listening that I hit on the first day. Yes. It ruins a lot for me.
It
ruins any relationship. If it was any relationship goals in it, it ruins it for me.
If you hit on the first date?
I don't want a relationship.
I'm trying to. I don't know.
It's a no for me.
Most of the best relationships you get in the first night.
It's a no for me.
Y'all don't fuck around.
Who,
I won't do it.
Give me somebody who's still in a relationship that waited for the pussy.
I don't know.
Maddie Johnson?
Nigga, I'll wait too. We got HIV.
He didn't have HIV when he got into the relationship, nigga.
What?
Man, what the fuck?
What do you mean?
He didn't have AIDS when he got into his relationship.
That was like once he got in it.
Like they was like married in some motion.
Okay, how long she make him wait? He said
he dated her for 9 months. So I know if he waited to marry her nine years, he definitely had to wait for that pussy. I know she wasn't giving up the first night.
He waited 9 months.
He dated her for 9 years before they got married.
Oh, but
that could have been
that's
on him,
not
though.
Hitting though. I'm talking about, like,
I'm sure
fucking.
I'm sure he waited.
That's a myth anyways.
What's a myth? That he waited?
Girls making dudes wait.
No, it
happens. I mean, girls don't, but, yeah, I'm not. I don't know. I don't take it serious.
I think it's everything that leads to the sex. The sex is like the icing on top. Now, I like it. I'm sure y'all like it. When we get in the pictures and...
Yeah,
when we get the pictures and all that shit. Now, shit like that, I'm like, yeah. I mean, it looks good for a moment, you know, for a moment.
Is it good before?
But then I'm like, especially if it just comes hella fast, you be like, man, send me a picture, and it comes hella fast. You be like, who else you send this to? Because this ain't new.
You definitely get those thoughts.
Now, shit like that, I'll be like, eh. The sex is the sex. That's just the icing on top. Everything leading up to that make... in my head before I even fuck you, unless it's something wrong.
The question
like
is,
a sin or something.
Do it make you lose interest? Do it make you lose interest? Is that the question, right?
Yeah. Like,
everything leading up to.
So, does it make...
Like, the pictures, all, you know, the shit like that. What makes me think, is this what... are you doing this often?
So, you thinking about that when you get... You thinking about that before you have sex?
Yep.
I'm kind of not. Unless it comes really, really fast.
Look, I'm a dude. I'm going to tell y'all the truth.
I want the pictures after I hit.
I'm fucking regardless. But the fucking is the icing on the cake. It's the shit before that. Like, nah. I love, man, send me your titties, man. Send me your coach.
Nah.
Send me all that shit. But then I'm only looking at it for a moment, and then I'm like, she doing this often? How many niggas have seen this?
Nah, I'm different. I want to give me all that right up front.
Yeah, I don't want it up front.
I do. Give me all that right up front. The pussy, the pictures, I want all of it right up front. And if the pussy good, I'm going to be like, all right, cool, I'm going to stick around for
that
this.
That shit low-key. See, man, look, to everybody that's listening to this, that I either hit first or you send me some pictures early, I'm finna ruin everything for us. My bad. But The picture's like after I hit, then I'm with the teasers. You know what I'm saying? But like before, I'm like Spence said, I'm thinking like 13 niggas got this picture right now.
Oh yeah, you definitely.
You know what I'm saying? This came from the camera roll. This wasn't no.
Let me
snap it right now. This came straight from the camera roll.
Yeah, she dropped that shit hella fast.
You've been holding on to this.
And then it's like, you know what I mean? You know, people be putting all that shit on Facebook and Instagram and all that shit. Like, that shit, don't get me wrong. Like, it's enticing. I like, you know.
Once you get the pussy in.
But it's like, I'm entertaining it, but I don't want to be with it. And I think women get that confused. Because most of the times, you know, women be like, oh, why they always in my inbox? And I'm like, niggas ain't in your inbox to be in a relationship with you.
Well, in your inbox,
don't get it confused.
You got your ass on the counter every other day.
Yeah, they want to hit. Niggas just want to hit.
But somehow, I don't know why they feel like niggas are in their inbox because we want something out of you other than text.
Or not even that. Like, this is how you're presenting yourself. So this is how men approach you, and then you have a problem with how men are. We're approaching you that way because this is how you present yourself.
I get the weird approach. I don't really be approaching too many, but I get. I just showed you when we was in the car yesterday.
Yeah,
nigga, you don't listen.
Random.
Shit.
What happened?
This nigga don't listen. Shit.
What? Hey.
Yeah.
Shout out to the list.
Nigga, look, I got almost thirsty.
Most thirsty list.
I got a honey little new ping ping friend request.
Say you got a little ping ping and
I was shooting for that little ping ping. I've been shooting for a minute. I'll be putting that on every female post, every time they say something. Yeah, I got a little one. You feel me? I was shooting for that list. So I was cool with that one. I was cool with that list. The thirsty list, though, I wasn't feeling that.
You weren't feeling the thirsty list?
Nah, because I don't approach women. So it don't add up.
Did they ever find out who did the list?
Nah. Now, see, man.
Let me ask y'all something.
It said petty tranny or some shit.
Petty tranny.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Go ahead, bro.
What were you about to say?
Yeah, it's fucked
no,
up.
No, I already know. I was wild. And like I said, I was, I think it's called, shout out to the homie, I think it's podcast called The John Effect and shit. And I'm listening to his shit, right? He talking about hip-hop. And then he turned around and said, you know, I'm a hip-hop homo. Like, whoa.
Wait, what?
What?
Yeah. And then I hear the petty tranny. I'm like, what the fuck is good? Y'all got real nicknames around this motherfucker.
Bro, that shit came.
No, I was finna ask y'all, when it comes to this social media shit, you know, like the bubbles, them shits up top? The bubbles?
What bubbles?
The bubbles.
Like the stories.
Okay.
So you got the bubbles on Facebook, and you got the bubbles on Instagram and shit, the little story.
Yeah.
Now, if you reply to that, is that an inbox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It goes to the inbox, yeah.
But is it considered jumping in someone's DMs?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
If you replying to a story?
Because it comes from Snapchat.
But I'm saying Snapchat. If you reply to someone's story,
instead of sending
message.
It'll show up as it'll show the person what picture it is you
replying to. My question is that considered jumping in someone's DM?
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know.
Because most of the time when they post on their story, it'd be on their page too. So you could've did a public comment, but instead you chose to go private.
See, I don't really be seeing nobody's stories on there.
Yeah, it should come up all the time.
Yeah, I see.
Okay, I wasn't. Well.
So, yeah, to answer the question, yeah, you can give me the pussy on the first night, and I'll still be just as interested.
You still going to be a man, though? Like,
absolutely.
I don't know.
Absolutely. That's me, though. I'm weird.
I have a hard time with it. I don't know why. Like, I be trying to, like, break myself from that. But every relationship that I got into that I wanted, I waited to hit.
Oh no! If I wait,
I'm not gonna say they made me hold out. I just waited. Like, it's still females who like I conversate with that I haven't hit, cause I be like, I might pursue you in another way. So I don't want to hit until I can make that right decision.
Oh no! Give me that right up front.
Yeah, I don't want it. Well, I mean, I want it. I want it ASAP, but just don't expect no relationship from me. I'm gonna tell you.
The pussy is the icing on the cake, bro.
But you was the first one to say if you get the pussy up front, you still would date him. You just said that. So now you like what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm saying like if the shit is cool. Now say me.
He's saying leading up to
it.
No,
I'm saying leading up to it. What you giving me?
What would be the turn off?
Leading up to it. Like,
but if you get the pussy
momentarily, you sending me like nasty pictures and nasty. Once we solidified, you can do what the fuck you want to do.
But like,
you know what I'm saying? But if we're leading up to it and you sending me nasty joints and you sending me pictures, we know if it's fresh or not.
True.
So my thing is, momentarily, I'm be like, damn, man, you look hella good. You know what I mean? I want to fuck. Man. But once you step out of that shit, and you be like, yeah, she doing this shit.
I got females that have sent me naked for years, and I ain't never hit.
So leading up to it is what determines. Now, if we just talking and we hitting it off, and, you know, we got great dialogue, and we into the same things, and then we go out, and we just so happen to have sex, yeah, then that determines nothing.
What if you meet somebody, and, like, before y'all get to the point where she's sending you nudes, you just happen to hang out, and it's just like, oh, we fucked around and fuck.
That's rare.
What? No comment.
That's common.
No comment.
No, I'm saying, I mean, that's rare, like, you hitting a chick before you actually, I mean, you hitting a chick before you see her naked. That's super rare. Because
No comment.
We all get news before we hit.
Nah, not me.
Not necessarily.
Oh, well.
Once they start, when they start sending me the news, like, before I hit, I don't want to hit. I'd be like, I'm cool. Because my thing is, like, it's like 1,000 niggas getting these news.
That's
right
the
now.
Promo.
Yeah, I'm cool.
What?
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm with the teaser. I want to see it in person first. Let me see it in person first, and then after that, like, after I see it in person, after I hit, yeah, do your thing. You know what I'm saying? Send them whenever you feel the need.
Warm me up.
Nah.
That's the promo. That's the marketing.
Nah. I really don't give a shit. As long as it don't take me a long time to get either one of them. Like, once it takes me too long, I'm like, all right, my intention is elsewhere.
Yeah, nah. I don't even ask for them until after I hit.
Oh.
After what? I hit, then I'm like, yeah.
Hey. We'll float your boat.
Whatever floats your boat.
Look, as soon as I get any type of daylight, what them nudes be like?
Absolutely.
Sick, hey, what I'm gonna wait for? Especially if I'm not looking forward to. I don't, man. Look, I don't know why these chicks feel like every dude that wants to talk to them wants to be in a relationship. It's baffling. Wait, is that a word?
Yes, it's a word.
I like the bra and panty pits. I like that type of shit.
Nah.
And then it could be whatever.
I need to see them.
Let me see them nibbles.
Yeah. Send me the Victoria's Secret pitch.
Nah, that's trash.
Before you send me the Playboy.
I need to know them.
That's trash. If you're going to go in, I need you to go all the way.
Please. Nah. All the way. Yes.
Hey, what are you teasing me for? What?
Especially if I didn't already see it. You say you want to hit him first, then you want to be teased?
Yeah, what the fuck? You don't take that bra off. You don't take the.
If you go to the strip club, you don't get the pussy in the back first, then start paying for lap dances, do you?
I'm not paying for lap dances.
But that's what I'm saying.
But I'm saying, that's just, I don't know. That's just me. Because females, how females be on Facebook like, oh, dude, just up and send me a dick pic. Like, females do that to niggas. Like, females are just up and send you a pussy pic. Send you a picture of their titties.
They will. And would you say that, if there's a specific female, I don't know what to say.
What the fuck is this? What is that?
I don't know. My music homie tagged me in it.
Oh.
And I got to tell him that shit trash. But I was putting it on because I was going, you know, that's free promo, but that shit trash.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, when you say that, there's a specific female I could think of, and y'all probably know. I know
say
you
it
know
again.
It for sure.
No, say it.
What you said, like
how females speak on, like, dudes, oh, they just hop in my inbox and send dick pics. And it's females that just hop in your inbox and send a picture of her pussy, send a picture of her titties.
Right, when you say that, there's a specific female I could think of, and I know you know her for
that
sure.
That jumps in and just send you a shit?
Yeah.
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 I get that a lot.
What to start with?
Okay, hey, she well known. I ain't going to say that. I'll tell you off camera, off mic.
I'm quite sure I know who it is. I'm quite sure I got some.
Yeah.
But so, like,
hi,
so,
my name is such and such. Here's my pussy.
No, yeah.
That's how it happened to me. I can't speak for nobody else. That's how it happened to me.
Man, look. Hey, I remember I had this. This was some vintage vagina.
You doing whole activities with whole Tennessee.
She was hella old. She was like,
hoes are your friends. Hoes are your enemies.
And I had posted like my, I posted like a SoundCloud clip or something. She was like, oh, you doing your music? I like people to do music. Naked flicks. I was like, what the fuck?
Hotel everybody.
She was hella old, bro. She got to be like 62 now.
Yeah.
She was hella old.
What the pussy was like?
And hoes, nigga, clothes, they open like
hallways. Them old women know what they doing, though. They don't play no games.
Oh, you's a hoe.
So you got a song in your heart today? when I had a song in my heart, it was a problem, though.
I said that you's a hoe. Man, you's a hoe.
Hey. Look.
Y'all is crazy.
Like, me
y'all
not even on to something.
Man.
Hey, so. but. Man, before we getting into things, man, I got a little dedication.
Okay.
You finna play some bullshit?
Yeah, he is.
Upper room, nigga. The upper room.
Oh.
With Jesus. You know what that is? The upper room the motherfucker be singing about?
The upper room.
Yeah, that's right. Tell you what. You die first, I'm gonna sing at your funeral. I'm gonna just bust up in the motherfucker and go to
the upper room.
Let him shoot me.
Hey, man, peace to Joe Jackson, man.
Papa Joe.
Man.
Passed away at
89.
Well, I don't know why.
You about to fuck that man age up again. You about to fuck that man name again.
You passed away at 89.
89, man. Papa Joe. Hospice in Las Vegas.
Yeah, he been out here for a minute. I saw him at the Orleans.
His son's house is off of Rancho.
What son?
What son?
Mike's.
Mike who?
Jackson, nigga. What other son?
Off Rancho on what?
Rancho on Palomino.
I thought maybe the nigga had a side son named Mike.
Over by like the Charleston outlet?
Right on the corner of Rancho and Charleston behind the Smiths.
You talking about over there where Bill Gates them houses and shit was at?
I ain't know Bill Gates lived down
here. I ain't know Mike Jackson. Well, I ain't know what Mike Jackson
had. Yeah, he had all the statues and shit. And when he died, that was his Las Vegas home.
Mm.
They said that's the one everybody like tried to intervene
like
to get him off the shit.
It was like the rich people houses over there back in the day on Rancho
nice.
Circle.
Yeah, them houses nice.
Yeah, Bill
Rancho
Gates had a house
Circle.
Over there too.
Rancho Circle.
That's what it's called. It's like Rancho on Rancho.
It's a little further than that.
I know what you're talking about. It's further than that, though. It's right before you hit Charleston. It's the last.
I know, before you hit Charleston. Yeah. They call it Rancho Circle.
Them house is nice.
Rancho and Palomino.
Yeah, no. That house is nice for sure.
I wonder where the old mob houses was at.
I don't want to know.
It got to be either off of Desert Inn.
Probably Desert Inn over by.
Or Rancho.
I would say Desert Inn.
I don't know. I know Jim Carrey had a house up there by O'Callaghan.
O'Callaghan.
Oh, on the mountain.
On the mountain, on Lake Mead, Hollywood.
That's what Jamie Foxx house
Jamie
is, too,
Jamie
right?
Foxx house was there, too.
Anita Baker, I think they say house was up there.
Wasn't Arnold Schwarzenegger, or was that a room?
Jim Carrey house was built like his face.
God. It's wow. Some nice houses. It's some nice houses
right
up
now,
there, too.
It look just
what's
like
the name
Jim
off
Carrey
of
face?
Blue Diamond? His house shaped hella weird.
Who?
The dude, Penn, from Penn and Teller.
Oh, okay.
Right off of Blue Diamond. Blue Diamond in Buffalo. It's the one house. It's in like the little mountain. That shit shaped like some weird shit.
The best house out here is the Wayne Newton shit.
Yeah, all his shit gated though.
I was gonna take my stepdaughter to go watch the.
All his shit gated. You can't see nothing. I already got robbed twice.
When you drive that bus though, you can see that motherfucker.
Recently,
Wayne Newton's.
He off of Pecos and Sunset.
Yeah, Russell. I think no, it is Sunset. That is Sunset.
Yeah, it's right on the corner.
You can see the motherfucking airplane. You can see the airplane.
The mob probably is Desert Inn because they said
that's what, yeah.
Frank Sinatra had a house over there too, right?
Yeah, that's where the stars used to live at on Desert Inn. Desert Inn and Eastern.
I figure so because you can kind of tell.
That's the old.
They had my boy Sammy Davis Jr. on the west side.
Yeah, Train used to drain the pool when he got in the pool.
Yeah. The whole west side, man.
Man, they used to do the homie dirty. Had his ass.
Oh, the whole.
Staying at the Moulin Rouge and they stand on the strip.
Yeah, but like if you talk to somebody who's been here for a while, like, you know, they hear about them old Las Vegas stories. It's crazy.
Like, hella racist.
Oh, man. Crazy. Like, I recently saw the little documentary they had on the Rancho riots, which I didn't even know about. Like, they had, like, some riots in, like, the late 60s.
Oh, yeah. My dad told me about that shit.
Yeah, when I saw it, I called my dad. I was like, Daddy,
my pops was one of them scared.
Rancho
my pops wasn't for none of that.
Rancho, high school. Like, blacks and the whites was fighting every day.
I know that.
Yeah, like late 60s. Yeah,
I just know they tow up, we tow up the west side. I think when Martin Luther King got assassinated, I don't think it's been the same since. Martin Luther King got assassinated.
I don't hear about that.
I don't know. My dad be telling me all them. My dad was never like one of the revolutionary types. He was always one of them.
Yeah.
Get your ass out the way. You know what I'm saying?
Your pops went to Rancho too?
He went to Vegas.
Oh, Vegas, yeah.
He went to Vegas, and then my auntie opened up they opened up El Dorado.
Oh, okay. In the
80s. They did the colors for El Dorado.
That was the 80s. That was the 80s shit.
Was it 80s?
If you going...
Late 70s, 80s?
70s.
If you going to press a nigga, what kind of concert... This would be the type of shit I would ask you, Skinny.
YG.
You a pressing nigga? Definitely ask YG.
YG concert.
You?
Wait, what?
And it got
to
be...
If you going to press a nigga, like, would you... If you seen somebody and you want to press him, this the location of where it's at.
YG concert for wearing blue and you supposed to be a blood. I'm pressing you.
I don't have those. Of course. I don't have those issues. I'm going to press you somewhere where I'm going to catch you off guard. I'm going to press you at like a Justin Bieber concert.
What?
Like, yeah, because you're not going to be expecting it. You're going to be in there trying to think you're going to have a good time. I'm like, nah, nigga, this ain't the venue.
What? Justin Bieber?
Yeah, or like.
What song? What song playing?
Confident.
You got confident playing?
Oh no. I'm confident. That's gonna be like, yeah, hell yeah, nigga. I'm confident right now. Go see about this money this nigga owe me. That's gonna put me in the mood. Speaking of.
Well, this nigga said Justin Bieber.
Hell yeah.
And the confident.
Hey, you bitch ass nigga. Get my $2 million, cuz. Get my $2 million right now, cuz.
Nigga, knock you out on the lid.
You gotta catch these hands, cuz. Hey, you bitch ass nigga. Where my $2 million at, cuz?
You gotta think so. In the 70s and 80s, it wasn't no rap music. You had to press a nigga to that Al Green.
It's that type of shit. When a beat drop, you think they gonna fight, and they can start breakdancing.
Breakdancing on your ass. Hell yeah.
Turbo. Hey.
I'm so mad you chose that song, though.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, I ain't chose shit. He pressed the nigga at a Diana Ross concert.
I know, but you chose that Diana Ross song.
I always thought that was Donna Summers. I don't really know Diana Ross.
All the Motown music you listen to?
I don't really know Diana Ross music.
This nigga.
I don't know Diana Ross music.
Yeah, I'm going to press you. You get pressed out of. Nigga, you interrupt my Vogue to press me about $2 million?
Yeah, that's serious. That's $2 million. Ain't no money to sneeze at. I need that.
I need all that, bro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man, but
a nigga need that for sure.
Unless y'all been living under a rock, Dame Dash was pressing Lee Daniels at a Diana Ross concert. Over $2 million.
Lee Daniels gonna get it. Somebody gonna really hurt that man.
That's $2 million. You gotta give me my shit. You gotta give me my money.
Yeah, he didn't piss Monique off, which means he pissed Monique's husband off.
And Sydney seemed like he really with the shit. They from like Baltimore. Like Baltimore ain't no fuck around city. Like
Sydney probably got a son somewhere with the shit.
What we say? What movies he do?
And he did The Precious. Butler. He did Precious. He does Empire and Star on TV.
Yeah, you gotta get my two. I know you got it.
You got it. You got it now. You got it, cause all the movies won awards.
You gotta get my $2 million. And I know you got it. If I give you $2 million to start your dream, nigga. You didn't did all of this, and
could
you,
he not have
you
couldn't even put it.
I think he did sue him for, but got some, not all. I don't think.
But why should I? What, like, if you know
well, right now? Well, right now at this point, nigga, I need my chips with dip, nigga. You gotta give me my.
But we had to be kind of interest. Close. We had to be kind of close for me to give you $2 million
for you anyway. For you to ask me for $2 million. Like I shouldn't have to go to court, nigga. Like you know you like. You know what I'm saying? If a nigga borrow $5, you might forget you borrow $5. Like,
$2 million,
nigga. $2 million, you don't forget $2 million.
Maybe Dane felt like he was gonna be billionaire like Jay, so he was like, you know what? Just take this $2 million.
I
ain't tripping. I ain't tripping. I got it.
Nigga, you making $2 million sound like 50 Cent.
Hey, maybe he thought he was gonna be a billionaire. Maybe he thought he wasn't tripping off that. He was gonna never trip off that $2 million.
Yeah, when the Precious come out though? Precious, like when Dame Dash was on top of the game, that was early 2000s. Precious didn't come out till like 2008, 2009, 2010, somewhere in there.
That's when he helped. Because when did he fund? He funded him before
now,
he did.
Now that's a question because he had to have $2 million to give it. So
yeah, so when did he fund him? He probably funded him early.
I don't know. You have to see what What he did? I don't know what he did.
He probably funded him right after the Dynasty.
The height
album.
Of Dame Dash. Like, well, he did Monsters Ball in 2001.
Monsters Ball. That was the Halle Berry's.
Yup.
Who did Monsters Ball? Lee Daniel.
Yep.
Oh yeah, Dame Dash gave him that cash.
Probably.
Right around that time.
Sound like it. 2001. Right, yeah, that sounded about right. 2001.
Aaliyah died when?
2001. August 2001.
Yeah. That's when Dame was up.
I remember that. Shout out to baby girl. She was an icon too. Fuck what y'all talking about.
Who was an icon?
Aaliyah. And I don't want to. I'm not getting into this shit with y'all today. Y'all like it's already hot. The nigga just turned on the air. Just coming on.
Wait, no, he didn't. I take that. Wait, now it. He produced it.
Lee Daniels.
He produced Monsters Ball.
Did
it only Dame, made $4 million though?
Did Dame get like an EP credit on it?
Nope, he was supposed to. He's supposed to get his credits on all his shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, he got played, man.
I need that. I need that with the extras.
So obviously they had to be hella cool to they had to be hella tight for me to
ask for $2 million?
To ask and to give $2 million.
Yeah, you my bro.
So
you don't gotta be that tight though. If you looking at it as a business investment.
What?
As a business investment.
$2 million?
It wasn't a good enough business investment if it wasn't no real paperwork out. Because if it was some real paperwork out, the $2 million would have been handed over.
Not necessarily. How long did it take Lil Wayne to get his money?
That was more personal. I don't think.
Lil Wayne contract wasn't official, though. Birdman was giving him hella shitty-ass contract. How long did Birdman play the whole Hot Boys with the, I bought you that car, I bought your mom that house, I bought this, I bought that. So all y'all money that y'all was making extra, that went on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and then charging them niggas. He was charging them niggas $100,000 on videos and shit like that. Yeah, he wasn't paying that much for them.
He owed Drake money, too. You think Jay Prince sent Drake over there without no official paperwork? Jay Prince
he did. Like,
you think so?
He did. Yeah. He wasn't signed to Jay Prince. He was signed to his son. But his paperwork wasn't right.
You don't think Jack's paperwork was right when he went over there?
No.
No, Jack, what's his name? Jazz, right?
Yeah.
His paperwork wasn't right. I Never Do It Again, but I listened to Jay Prince's book, his book, but I did the audio book.
It wasn't good.
Is it on that Audible shit? I need to get
or is he just,
it.
I listened to it on Tidal.
Is he just a boring, is he a boring read?
I told y'all, you know, there's no book right now that's topping Prodigy's. That's like, and I cannot now. I mean, after I listen to Jay Prince's book, Jay Prince ain't gonna tell you. He ain't gonna tell you too much. But I think the reason people hated Prodigy so much is because he gave like names. He put you there.
He got his own title too.
No, I got that a physical. Mm. But
Prodigy the
that's probably the greatest book.
Havoc and Prodigy, dude.
Yeah,
it was better than Confessions of a Video Victim.
I ain't had no.
You didn't read Kurt Kareem?
Confessions of a Video Vixen, nigga.
That's what I said.
But imagine. Video Victim. Imagine a rap nigga just.
My tongue probably went to sleep in the middle of the
basically world. A rap nigga giving you everything that happened in detail with names.
It was better than Video Vixen?
He didn't read Video Vixen.
Oh, you gotta read Video Vixen.
It's probably the book. Of all the books I've read.
Video Vixen was cool. The second book she wrote was trash, though.
It was. It wasn't as good. The first one was good, though.
Yeah, like, she snitching, just name dropping like that.
Oh, man. She blasted. She blasted like Diddy for being gay.
Vin Diesel, Shaq, Jay-Z.
Why would I want to read about
Lil that? Wayne, Cool G Rap? She talked about all that.
She's still in love with Lil Wayne to this day.
Yeah, she is.
She had a interview where she was like, I got a husband, and if Lil Wayne called me right now and wants some pussy, I'm going to wherever he's at.
She still fucking with Lil Wayne when she was with Bill Maher, too.
Yeah, she said, I'm going wherever that nigga at.
Nah, the only
Bow Wow.
Book I think I've read, like, from a woman that was from a standpoint where I'm going to tell you really what was going on was Marvin Gaye's wife.
You ain't read Coldest Winter Ever?
By
Sister Soldier?
That wasn't, like, a true story, though.
Oh, no. Okay, go ahead.
No, I'm more into... like shit that happened.
But you didn't read Code. You didn't read Code or whatever.
But Marvin Gaye's wife wrote a book, and her shit was like, "This nigga is kind of wild."
So do Jay Prince speak on Face? Do he speak on? You say he don't really give you no names. So you don't really
Face went more into detail about him than he did their situation.
What about Willie D? Because him and Willie D low key. I don't know if they beefing, but I know Willie D was like, I don't know why you niggas scared of him.
He didn't really go into.
Oh yeah.
It was kind of like all surface level stuff.
Oh, that shit trash.
But Face went a little more into detail about how their relationship was. But that Marvin Gaye, though, from a woman's perspective, I was like, this nigga right here is wild. This nigga right here is wild.
He was bisexual too, wasn't he?
He was into some shit. Okay. He was really into his wife having sex with other men.
Oh, they were swingers.
No, I think he wasn't necessarily like
call
it
swingers, but
he liked to watch.
He liked drama for the sake of his music.
Oh, he's a cuckold. Ain't that what they call it? He's a cuckold.
Kind of like a.
He liked drama for the sake of his music.
Kind
of
like he Tootie felt Fruity like nigga.
He felt like. I would say all that. I mean, I don't know what you.
Oh my god.
He wasn't. He needed drama to make good, music.
That sounds like Mary J. Blige, but anyway.
No, like he purposely created it. He didn't thrive off of the drama that was going in his life. Like he created, like he, there was one moment in the book where he purposely booked his wife's room right next to Teddy Pendergrass, and then he booked her room next to, fuck.
So wait.
Maze. Well, Frankie Beverly.
So, like, he did that so she would fuck him?
Yeah. Like, and then he would bust in the room like, did you fuck him?
But, like, why would she fall for the bait? Like, why would she be like, nigga, my husband's Marvin Gaye. Why would I fuck Teddy Pendergrass just because my room's next to him?
He was, like, the hottest. I think at that time he was pretty hot.
So she fell for
it. She was jealous of him. Well, he was jealous of Frankie at the time.
So she fell for the bait every time.
Well, if my husband books my room right here, I don't know who the fuck lives is next door to me.
So you justifying it?
No, but I'm saying if the nigga knock on my door like, hey, my wife's next to you. Like purposely trying to get them to connect type shit.
He facilitated it or he just, did he put her, is it like.
Like he was married to, damn, I ain't reading this. I don't know if it's Berry Gordy's
niece or something. Like that. Yeah.
He was married to her, right?
Right.
So he going to go deliver divorce papers. He going to do something. He purposely took his future wife over there to create that drama because it was good for his music.
Okay, I get that. I'm trying to understand why. If he booked his wife's room.
I'm going to read it again.
Like, why is it
But he
fault?
Was purposely doing it. He was purposely wanting his wife to connect with other men so he can trip out on her.
So he can make good music.
For the sake of his music.
I get that part. I'm just saying, why are we saying it's her fault for
how
falling into the trap?
And she was hella young, so he'd be getting killed right now.
Like, I'm just, like, you know, that's like saying, oh,
he would be getting killed right now.
I put a pack of cigarettes in front of you, and then, you, like, if you smoke the motherfuckers and get lung cancer, you mad at, like, no, that's your fault. Nobody
but was he telling her to do it? Like, I want you to have sex with me?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if he wasn't specifically saying that, if he's creating the atmosphere, that's one thing. But she still has to accept this dick.
I'm
going to
read, man. I don't know if I'm taking it out of context, but I know, I think she ended up messing with Teddy, and I think her and Frankie Beverly were good friends.
So she fucked him too. That was bros. Okay, cool. So I'm just saying, like, I get the Marvin.
I'm gonna read it again.
But she has
call
to,
them bros.
Yeah, that's just bros. We know what that means.
No, I'm gonna read it again. But it definitely isn't like how you said it was. It was almost like I'm putting you here.
That's like this. So he's Mona Scott. He was Mona Scott.
I'm saying it's like the Tutti Frutti nigga.
It's Mona Scott. That's what Mona Scott does. Mona Scott don't make the motherfuckers fight on love hip hop. Richard Pryor. Not Richard Pryor. Lord forgive me. Little Richard. Yeah.
In his movie, he was like, he liked it weird shit.
Well, while we on,
say he wasn't gay.
While we on the money, so the question I proposed that wasn't recorded was, what's the quickest way to lose a friendship? Loaning a friend money or being roommates with your friend?
Loaning money, like loaning money. is for me is that's yeah. No.
I've never been roommates with another man. Like, I make it sound gay, huh?
Yeah, you did. You kind of did. Hey, being roommates with your homeboys you is the funniest shit on earth.
You put that roommate shit out there. Well, maybe I don't know, cause dudes turn into like the bachelor type shit.
Oh, I think
with us is more alone and money, but women. You might as well put RIP to that friendship.
Women with roommates, that shit is over with.
That shit never works.
That's the end of that relationship.
That shit never works.
And it's always some bullshit like, that bitch had her man staying here, but he wasn't paying no parts of the bills.
That'd be the biggest one.
I done heard that so bitty tough.
Yeah, I do too.
She had a whole nigga staying here, but want me to go half and half on the bills.
Yeah. If that nigga's here, he paying a third of these bills. Yeah, I see that all the time. Oh, boys! I mean, males living with each other, especially in like your early 20s, that shit is the lit.
It's bachelor party type.
Oh
shit.
Man, that shit is the lit.
I've never did it.
Oh man, you ain't never just had like a well.
You know what? Because the only person I would have had to I would have been a roommate with was my little bro, and he went to prison at like 17, 18. So like by the time we was of age to go get on spot, the nigga was in a joint, and then he did like 8 years. So. Other than that, I ain't never had no homeboy I was like that close to. Like I got homeboys, but I ain't never been
that you could live with.
Well, we your boys.
I always wanted to. I ride solo. It's me in the car or it's me in the broad. I ain't never like.
We your boys.
Yeah, I'm 50 now.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it. Yeah, if you pass 27, don't do it. But like before that shit is love.
At this age, niggas got whole lives and families and. So
yeah, it's too late. Well, past 27. The worst part is when you have a bitch, and I ain't gonna say her name, even though she probably don't listen to the podcast. When you have a bitch come over, and she's come for you, and then she go in the other room and fuck him, but like leave her son in the room with you, like baby, entertain my son while I go fuck your roommate. I ain't gonna say her name, but you know who it is. You ain't shit.
My boy knocked his look. Damn, I be giving you all these pimp stories. My boy knocked his little brother for his hoe, right?
Pim, 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 pim.
They was both young, pimping young and shit. And he had his little hoe come over and shit, and she broke, you know what I'm saying? She didn't break bread with him. She went right in his brother's room. And he went to the room like, what's going on? And bro was like, hey, you know the game.
She done chose up.
Your bitch chose me.
Y'all so motherfucking crazy.
Hell no. How does that go? Like, how does that, like, when it, like, if the, in that situation when the bitch came over and she didn't chose up, like, what does he do? Like, what do you do at that point? Just go back in your room? You're like,
yeah.
I lost one?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's it. Don't get mad.
So how do you be like, man, you ain't taking my bitch?
You don't.
You just lose her. So every time she comes over now, it's like... I'm not opening the door. Like, open the door. I'm not opening the door for that bitch. Fuck her. Nigga, you come open the door for this bitch. If she was mine, I gotta open the door. Fuck her. She was outside.
Yeah, you just lost her.
Like, nigga, no. Like, that. See, that would create a problem. Like, even that shit was like seeping the other shit.
It was like the big brother taking the little brother hoes. It was like he kind of taught him a lesson. Like, just the game. You feel me?
Oh, fuck.
You gotta be cold hearted.
Like, now every time we play 2K, I gotta beat the shit out of you, nigga. Yeah, nigga, you want to take a nigga hoes, nigga. Watch how I do you with Steph Curry, nigga. Bow, take this L. Like,
Damn, that's
some cold shit. That's some cold shit. I can't.
Ain't nothing you can do. I just seen niggas get butt hurt behind it, though.
Oh, they absolutely.
Ready to kill each other. And
nah, I'm not doing that.
I just seen niggas super mad. Like, every time your bitch go to the play, then we'll beat that bitch up.
No, like, oh my God, that was, I don't know how I would handle
shout
that.
Shout out to the street walkers in this 120 degree heat.
They ain't been walking the streets lately.
Boy, what?
Shit.
Nigga, hey, look, I never really
paid melted
attention.
99 cent Old Navy sandals on the street.
I never paid attention to Tropicana like that, right?
Tropicana's where they at now.
I rolled down Trop. I was like, these bitches really sitting on the corner at the stop sign.
Bro,
but I went the other day and it was like four of them. They was having a powwow. I'm like,
when was the last time y'all drove past Boulder? Boulder Highway.
That might be some funky vagina.
I don't. Them hoes be.
I never see them on Boulder Highway no more because we drive down Boulder Highway when we go. Like,
Boulder Highway be the meth hoes though. That's like the lower class of hoes.
I just want to pull over and be like, do you want?
Like Tropicana is a low class of hoes too, and then Border Highway is like the lowest of the lows.
So the high class hoes are in the hotels.
Somewhat.
I'm the not high say class hoes are more like appointments, right?
How do you meet them now? Nah, the back page is closed.
They be knowing them niggas. That's like escorts. Yeah, escorts is cool too.
That's
like the high class hoes.
Like
they
the
not,
NBA, right?
They not getting all the bread.
Are like
I mean, they like they giving them most. They getting bread, but they giving most of the bread to the company.
But like, how does that work now with the internet shutting all that shit down?
It's social media.
This Vegas. Vegas ain't never really had to rely on the internet.
So do you like when the Mexicans with the headphones on the street hand you that card? Is that how they get their business out now?
Yeah, the escort services don't change.
Okay,
the escort services still doing that. They got their own.
Be slapping
they
the
own,
shit out of that
websites
card
and all that shit.
Yeah, they do, and not even looking at you. Just
they be on you.
Damn, he how
nigga,
long?
I remember being hella young, like getting on that Las Vegas Boulevard bus going to the strip. Yeah. Just to get the little plan fit with the little bitches with the star titties.
With the star titties? Yeah. I remember that shit. Yeah. I know one time I rode down Border Highway. It was
when they used to
so
hand
fine
you little pornos and shit on Las Vegas Boulevard.
Them chicks on Border Highway.
Oh, Border Highway got the meth hoes.
I seen one that was bad one time. I ain't gonna lie to you.
On Boulder. I seen one. At the bus stop on 8th Street on the west side. I was like, what is this bitch?
Oh,
what is she
you
doing?
For everything you got.
Yeah, she probably will.
But she was bad. I'm like, dang, I thought maybe she's undercover. She's trying to get somebody.
I think the baddest woman I ever seen in real life with my own two eyes was a hooker. I seen her on Charleston and Las Vegas Boulevard. I was dropping my mama off from work.
Oh, Charleston and Las Vegas Boulevard.
Maybe that was back
hell
then.
Hell yeah.
Walgreens?
By the 7-Eleven on Charleston and Charleston Las Vegas Boulevard.
Maybe that was back then. Now the prostitute goals is a rental and some boobs.
Or you can PayPal them now. I know one on my Instagram.
Man, they ass look.
They take PayPal now.
A rental and some boobs, bro. That's it.
That's all they want.
Uh-huh. What
all right.
What's the most disrespectful way to?
How the fuck we get on prostitution? I don't know. We always go left.
Prostitution.
Let's go, bro.
411. What's the most disrespect? I'm gonna word that. Yeah, like what's the most disrespectful way to tell a nigga to chill out?
Chill out on what though?
Like, okay, so
give me a scenario.
This Nipsey Hussle situation.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, you got the super valet. I think the valet, security guard, whoever the fuck he was.
All
right. Slapped the cone out of Nipsey Hussle's.
Slapping is the most disrespectful way to do
but
anything.
He slapped a cone absolutely out of Nipsey Hussle's security guard's hand.
Right.
And then Nipsey.
Slapped him.
Slapped the dog shit out of that man.
He did.
So, is that more disrespectful than, like, punching him?
Yeah, if I punch you, yeah. I see you as a threat, and I'm trying to eliminate the threat.
If you slap me, you have to kill me.
Yeah,
slap me, kill me.
I'm trying to disrespect you. Like I'm saying you're not worthy of a punch. If I punch you, I'm trying to eliminate you, not kill you, but just eliminate the threat. If I slap you, I want to disrespect you, but I'm gonna see you as a threat.
I see you as a bitch. If I slap you, right. I look at you as a bitch.
Right. Mm. Definitely.
Well, shout out to that man's face. He slapped the shit out of him.
He did. I don't know.
His bodyguards, and whoever else he had in the car would have to jump the shit out of me because I'm not.
What? And that's the thing, though.
Not.
The dude was scared. Because backed up and squared up.
He backed
up,
though.
But they had Nipsey hemmed up.
I'm not. And Nipsey would have got
I'm rushing him. You
gonna,
Nipsey would have
got these
two
hands while, yeah, he was, while they had
but
him
I
held.
I think, though. Like,
y'all got to jump me then. Cause
it's
I,
two
y'all
of them.
But
you
Nipsey
have to
is
jump
hemmed,
me.
Nipsey is hemmed up, and dude is directly in front of Nipsey.
Yeah, he could have punched Nipsey.
He could have rushed him one good time before he got knocked out. You got
to
give me mine, bro.
I'm going to bed.
You just slapped the shit out of me.
In front of the police, though?
I can take an ass whooping.
I'm going to bed.
You slapped me.
Jail, wherever I'm going. I'm going somewhere.
You slapped me, bro.
Because you're not slapping me, and I'm not leaving this situation.
You didn't punch me. You slapped me.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before I go night-night, y'all go at you. I'm about to get me one.
If a nigga punched me and then, I could say, oh, that nigga snuck me. You know, I could still try to play it hard. But if it's like, nigga, you got slapped. Like, nah, you got to. Yeah, I need that.
He ain't run, though. He did square up. And it's police.
First off, you can't square up. You can't square up from 10 feet of fucking way. Once you step back,
you gotta get out of the situation.
No, you don't.
Why you don't?
I'm right here.
You gotta get it. Like, it's two of them. I know it's two of y'all for sure. We don't know. You can't see a whole panoramic view of what's going on. I know it's two of y'all for sure.
I need y'all to jump me. So when that video airs, it's gonna be like, Nipsey slapped him, but nigga, Skinny took off and Skinny got his ass whooped.
Yeah,
but
not slapped. Whooped.
Yeah, that nigga didn't bag up.
But then that's two L's. Not only did you get slapped,
I'm taking it.
Then you got jumped too.
The slap is only an L when you walked away from it. If you would have retaliated, that's not the L. The L is getting jumped. Now I can call y'all type of bitch ass niggas like, you couldn't handle me 1-on-1, nigga. Okay. You slapped me. I can talk my shit.
I feel you.
But if you slap me and I just back up 10 feet and then I square up, like, that's all.
Well, we turn this into a slow ass week. So, did y'all finish watching the BET Awards?
Let's do a
quick rundown.
I did not.
You still ain't gonna watch it?
We got out of here 10 weeks. By the time I dropped you off at home and made it home, it was 10:30 at night.
Nigga, you went to work today?
Yeah, I went to work today. That's what I said. That's why I was upset about this heat being on in the studio. Like, nigga, I worked 8 hours in the heat. Like, nigga, no, I'm not doing this podcast with no heat on.
Hey, he literally had the heat on, bro. That's nigga right. I went out there, that motherfucker said heat.
All right, that shit's retarded. We up out of here in a minute, man. I'm done with the Atari.
I watched it though.
It's 2018, man. Why your boy look like a Nintendo?
That shit do look like the soundboard for Galaga.
And what's crazy, although we is putting batteries in this motherfucker, it is a
core. Still on batteries.
But he do got a cord. I don't know what the fuck. He do got a power cord. He just never bring that motherfucker in here.
But hey man, shout out to Jamie Foxx. You know. Hosting and shit, it was trash, you know, looking like somebody's uncle giving testimony at church. Yeah. Hella drunk, cocained out, sweating.
The way he came in with the win, you thought that was dope?
No.
You ain't like that?
And I'm Wakanda the fuck out. He had the Wakanda shit on, he brought Michael B. I'm Wakanda the fuck out. And I know Michael B. Jordan and T'Challa. I can't even think his name right now. Motherfucking Wakanda out too.
Wakanda forever.
Did T'Challa even go to the BET Awards?
No. But he tired of that shit.
He went to the MTV Awards though.
Nigga, you see his face.
Oh.
No, Michael B.
We
Jordan
need fast
said.
For this.
Michael
that
B.
Nigga
B.
Might
no,
be a
he
call.
Did. But Michael Jordan, Michael, no, they both were there. Michael B. Jordan was like, I'm speaking for T'Challa. He's tired of Wakanda.
He said that at the BET Awards?
At the MTV Awards.
He was at the MTV Awards.
They both were there.
Yeah.
This is when he was saying he was tired of the Wakanda shit. Or the movie awards, some shit.
I know he at the MTV Awards, that's when he brought the guy from Tennessee that stopped the shooting in the Waffle House.
Why we gotta be tired of Wakanda though? Nigga. Robert Downey Jr. ain't tired of Iron Man.
Hell no.
Nigga, they ain't played that shit. Niggas Wakanda. Who did not know at the BET Awards Black Panther was gonna win best movie?
That's movie spoke for us. That spoke for black people.
But nigga, that shit ain't speak for me.
It did speak for you.
Ain't speak for me.
You was Killmonger.
Nah. Nigga, we...
hell, Killmonger.
Nigga, that shit just like heaven. Nigga, this real life right here. Nigga, take your ass to Africa. Nigga, we treating Wakanda like heaven.
Man.
Let's build Wakanda then, motherfuckers.
That takes man, look, I'm that's not... We, not we, knew that, we knew it was going to win, but ain't it supposed to win? It just came out this year.
Nigga, Tiffany Haddish win Best Actress over all of fucking Wakanda.
That was trash.
Every fucking single woman... That it was in the movie. Was
you tired of Wakanda? So you shouldn't have wanted them to win.
Tiffany Haddish is trash.
She hot right now, though.
Tiffany Haddish for sure not the best actress in nothing.
Trash. She's the female.
Marla Wayans.
Nah, she's the female Kevin Hart.
She's hot right now. Like, why not give it to her? Mm-mm. Is Insecure that good? Because I haven't seen it.
Issa Rae?
Yeah, is that good? Like, who else was she up against? That's the only person I remember.
Issa Rae, all of Wakanda, and...
How many films have we seen them in? I haven't seen Shuri in anything else.
I forgot to... Damn, I had her in my top five.
Lupita Nyong'o, what else was she in besides
Black Panther? I think they only gave it to her because a Girls Trip didn't get, like, no love. So if we the only black network that's not really a black network, we have to show love to.
He brought Childish Gambino up there in his pajamas.
That shit was real awkward.
Stealing niggas songs.
I still don't believe he stole that song.
It's a close call. It's really.
Do we got to do this again? Do we got to do this again?
I vividly remember you playing it. I'm just saying.
Bro.
It's close.
Close my ass.
He may have been influenced by this song.
Oh, influenced.
I don't know if he stole it, but he may have been influenced.
Influenced, huh?
How many more songs do we know that don't sound like that, though? We talking about a person that's in the music industry around a bunch of musicians all the time. He probably was in the studio with somebody else that really sounded like that.
Maybe.
We don't know. I don't know who the SoundCloud nigga is. And this beat for sure don't sound like that.
This shit definitely
the beginning,
don't sound like
the beginning, dude.
This shit don't sound like it at all.
This part. Hold up. No. When the drums over. Yeah.
What you say?
I'm up in the morning. This part.
Look on my chains.
I'm here.
Money's my language.
But you sound like the Lion King shit.
I'm here right
see
here.
The crabs in the barrel. Cause I'm on the rise.
You sound like Santa Claus, man.
I'm young and I'm black in America.
That
they try to attack and embarrass us. Y'all don't want your daughters to marry us.
That part, dude. When you start rapping.
Let me cook. Let me cook. Let me cook. I know I ain't tripping. Somebody was searching SoundCloud.
This is way different.
Similar. Similar.
I hear when they start rapping.
Right here.
We just want the money just go.
Y'all gonna sit here and tell me that you're
not. Not right here. Now when the beat drop, I'm here.
Y'all yeah, still don't hear.
This part right here.
Somebody was on SoundCloud looking for her.
All he really said is like the This Is America part. He didn't even like. He went to a.
It's very similar theme, bro.
It's similar.
So y'all just tell me a pure coincidence.
The other nigga was actually rapping. That nigga, Childish Gambino, is like, I don't know what the fuck he doing there. I like the song, but he's more so like.
But yeah, man, Jamie brought that nigga on stage. You know, some dance for me, boy.
Jamie said, I would not make a joke about your move, your song.
Trash. The Anita Baker tribute was dope. Jamie killed it.
Yeah, the Anita Baker tribute was dope.
I gotta see it. I really just want to see Anita Baker teeth fall out.
She was just dangling them. Like
same thing, same level of hilarity.
Yeah. Teeth falling out is scrappy, mama.
but all her bottom joint, all her bottom. That was a whole like
scrappy
denture.
Mama. Whole
all of them at the bottom.
And I haven't seen Anita Baker in so long. Like Rapture cover Anita Baker was fine.
She was dangling the shit out them teeth.
I want to see the dangling teeth, but I'm at the same time I don't want to see it. Like,
are you looking for Jamie Foxx new stand up?
Nope.
He has a stand up coming?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nope.
Back on my funny ish.
Nope.
You know what? Jamie Foxx hasn't let me down with stand up. He hasn't.
Nigga, when was the last time he had one? 90s?
It was a while ago.
Stop it.
It wasn't the 90s.
The I Might Need Security?
I Might Need Security was funny.
When was that?
He had
the only one he got, right?
Foxhole. Foxhole was funny. And he did two around the same time as I Might Need Security. And then he got the Shaq Bro shit. That was classic.
The what?
The Shaq Rose shit.
First off, it's not his. And the only part that was classic because the other nigga was bumming and Jamie Foxx murdered
him.
The nigga.
Killed his whole career. We haven't seen that guy since. We have not seen him since. That nigga retired.
Who?
The nigga who he killed on the Shaq Rose. Doug Williams, that was his name.
Oh.
And he was like the host of like Comic View.
You remember that
shit? At the time. Late Comic View, late
but,
night or some shit.
Yeah, Marsha Ambrosius, shout out to her, you know, and her flow nah.
I like Marsha Ambrosius. She's sexy.
Lattice and Yolanda Adams, man, they both killed it. I'm to the point now where I think, don't get me wrong, Yolanda Adams is a, amazing vocalist, but I think they just put her on there to hit a bunch of high notes.
She, who else?
And Lettucey, that's my girl. That's my girl right there.
That gospel feel. I don't know who else they would put in there for that gospel feel other than Tasha Cobbs, maybe.
J. Cole killed his performance, soaked the mic up, had my man's Wale out there as his plus one.
Did you say J. Cole did what?
He soaked the mic up.
Spitting everywhere.
Oh, he spit on it?
Cause he was spitting everywhere.
The song was trash. I mean, the song wasn't trash. The performance was trash. His performance was trash, bro.
Shout out to Wale.
I wouldn't watch this shit again.
Stop it. But you say Meek Mill's performance was dope. I ain't rapping about the same shit.
Why you sitting here, bro? Just pull up J. Cole's performance, right? While we talk about this Meek Mill shit. Just pull it up on your YouTube. Watch a piece of it, bro.
It's the same shit, except Wale was watching his on TV. And fucking Meek Mill.
Meek Mill got hella shit going on.
So you actually focused on J. Cole's shit to say, hey, this shit right here is trash. You weren't even focused on Meek Mill's performance because you're looking at everything in the background.
Right. When you getting on stage, it's about.
Get the fuck out of here.
It's about the stage presence. He had to. And I'm here. You focused on the stage.
I'm here for Conscious Meek, but I wasn't. Like, damn, that's an amazing performance. And I love the song.
J. Cole's performance was major, though?
J. Cole's performance is dope to me because you felt it.
Man, stop that.
I'm all for feeling it. I'm not all for the...
I feel
you
it
pulling,
at home,
you pulling the visuals.
The visual is what you're doing when you're performing.
That's what I want. If I see you live, I want visuals.
Yeah, you want visuals.
Like, I don't want to just hear you just...
Music like that when you're talking about something of substance, I need to feel it.
That sound like a House of Blues concert then with candles.
You see the bullshit? Just pay attention. This nigga tripping. This nigga.
No, we gonna let you.
One.
We gonna let you rock.
We gonna let you rock.
Go ahead. I'm keep talking though.
Yeah, we got you.
We was reading about it yesterday. Man, it sucks that punk ass judge taking herself off the case, not giving him a new trial.
Yeah, that shit gay. She gonna fuck with that dude for the rest of his life.
Which sucks.
Like, let me go.
That's why I think the only option for him
at this point
is to just take that L. They take that initial L and just appeal it.
She said she's just as focused as putting him in there than he is of staying out.
He got to take that initial L and go to the next level because as long as he's fighting at the level she's at, he's going to lose. That's my opinion, though.
I did like the hoodie. No, go ahead. What you going to say?
I said he got all these lawyers just doing all this fighting and proving shit, and they still ain't.
I'm like a minute and a half.
Wait till you start rapping.
Is it trash though?
I don't want to watch it.
He ain't even rapped yet.
I don't want to watch this.
And you only doing that shit because he didn't already put it in your head.
Bro, no, you're not paying attention to the when you watching a performance. You want
to
see a performance.
This is like Def Jam.
It's like when BET.
This is like Def Jam poetry.
I'm cool
right
with
now.
That. I'm cool with a motherfucker standing in front of a microphone and telling what it is. I don't need you to sell me on what you're saying. I need to hear it. I need to feel it. I don't need you to sell me on it.
Yeah, fuck.
I'll watch a movie, nigga. I'll throw on motherfucking. I don't know, something.
Yeah, fuck that.
You would go to a concert to watch a nigga do this?
Or if it's a part of the concert, yeah.
No, like what if this is his whole, this is how he performed the whole concert?
Of course I would.
It's like going to watch, rest in peace to Big Pun, his ass just sit down and rap all damn day.
Well, that's because he had
breathing problems.
I don't want to watch that. Like, nigga, stay home, let Fat Joe do your performance.
Okay, hey, I fucked with that, his hoodie, though.
His hoodie was hard.
Yeah, peace to XXXTentacion.
I'm at 2.5 minutes, and I definitely would have turned this shit on.
Bro, and then I heard one of Johnny Wapo, whatever the nigga. Johnny Wapo, right?
Yeah.
I heard one of his songs, because right after that, they dropped a video on YouTube, like right after he died. I guess it was a video he was working on to drop.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I could see them being able to sell them.
Yeah.
Like, I can see where his marketing. I can see the marketing behind him.
Yeah. What's the name's video just dropped today, too?
Who?
XXXTentacion's video. And he's talking to himself, like, while he's in a casket.
That's crazy.
Okay, I'm going to turn this off.
Yeah, that's wild.
I got to see that shit.
He's fighting himself.
What's called? Album just dropped. I was going to say, tell everybody just cut it on before we got here. Who fucking album is that? It was on Tidal.
It dropped today.
Tell the truth. I listened to it last night. It was a mix of mixtape.
Was it
nothing
decent?
Stood out though, so I didn't say nothing about it.
I kind of fuck with Tell the Truth. It wasn't.
I do too, but nothing stood out.
Damn.
Yeah,
he got a different ear.
What you think about that performance though?
That shit was boring. I've I've been with a turn and put on.
That's what I'm saying. It's boring, bro.
Tyler Perry, Meet the Browns.
Fuck y'all. And shout out to White on Viacom for giving Martin Luther King Ambulance Chasing Ass a humanitarian award for conning all these families in tragedy.
And he really got an award for just sitting on
in true
media.
Con preacher fashion.
Sitting on social media and reposting.
All he do
every fucking
day in and
death.
Day ambulance chasing.
That's crazy.
They gave him a humanitarian award, like he helped the families or like he did something.
Fuck you, Sean King. All right. This is Spence who said it. I stand by it.
That is Spence.
Yeah, it's ambulance chasing ass. Fuck him, Sean Dolezal.
Yeah. Hey.
And Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj doing way too motherfucking much.
Yeah.
Trash. It's not going to hide the fact that your music is trash. You can do all the naked shit that you want to do. Your music is still trash.
What song did she do?
She did a Chun Li and Rich Sex.
Two trash records.
And then she performed with YG on that Big Bang.
What's up with the weird shit he be wearing? And the green and the silk suits? Like a dollar
he
bill.
He said it's like his own line or something. He got his own look.
Yeah, he put that shit.
His own
start
little
tailors
and shit.
Yeah, start over.
you gonna tell him to start over?
Yeah, start over. Wifey said it was nerves, but all my favorite vocalists were man, they were sounding pretty trash.
Ain't no fucking nerves. Y'all know where the fuck y'all at. It's not your first time performing. It's not your first time performing in front of these crowds.
Sir, Miguel, her. I thought her was just gonna be cooking because of the dramatic. The way Jamie Foxx was being all dramatic, they didn't sound. Daniel Caesar was the only one that sounded good to me.
So did he not fit the show, or did the show not fit him?
Who?
Because I didn't watch it, but from what I understand, like
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, I heard he was like
the whole show was trash.
I heard he was trying to like pump. It sounded like he was trying to pump energy into the show, and the show just wasn't.
But it wasn't good.
He was trying to do his own thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Was Steve Harvey used to do it?
BET Awards?
I think Steve Harvey was the first one.
I think the last person.
Somebody did the BET Awards for like so many years straight. I think it was Steve Harvey. I know he did the gospel shit.
I think the last person straight. I know that really rocked the BET Awards was Monique. She did the Beyonce shit.
Didn't Kevin Hart do it?
I don't remember. I'm just off the dome. That's the last time.
Yeah, well, Jamie Foxx was, he was just basically like improvising the whole thing. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Was it him doing too much, or was it The other pieces of the show just didn't match
his jokes. His jokes just wasn't hidden. The jokes he was trying to throw wasn't hidden. It was trash. He killed that fucking Anita Baker tribute.
Yeah, he did that. Yeah. Okay. Shout out to Bobby Brown coming out there. Cocaine Jaw on 1,000.
Who introduced him?
The nigga that's playing him.
Shout out to Woody for the solo Bobby Brown movie. I'm geek for that.
Them niggas finna be typecast into those roles.
I'm geek for that though.
Woody was basically saying like the whole time they was doing New Edition shit, Bobby Brown was like, man, you gonna be me in my movie.
That nigga
Bobby Brown was like, fuck
his cocaine jaw was man. When I'm talking about hitting, like that motherfucker was like damn near not connected.
And I know you're getting bored. Dealing with you. Shit right there.
And then they played Ella Mae, man, putting her on the Boost Mobile stage.
She definitely
and cut her off mid performance.
That shit was so trash.
She definitely should have.
She had the biggest. She has the biggest single.
No, what I was watching. I was watching on fucking social media. They was showing when she first was doing that song, like performing that song like a regular crowd, and wasn't nobody feeling the song. And then I was like, yeah.
She been working that for a minute.
Like, she been rocking
Boot
that.
Boot Up ain't new.
She been rocking that song for a long
time. That happens, though. That happens a lot.
Time.
Like, what's the Miguel
that's
joint?
That's why I be trying to push to these fucking local-ass niggas.
The
like,
Miguel joint.
Push that, your shit. When you get something, push
it. Come Through and Chill like was originally not his song. It was not the dude who produced
Salaam Remy?
Salaam Remy song. And that came out
Miguel
2 years.
Super.
2 years before? 2 years before? Mm. And then he dropped it again and put J. Cole on it so it can go on the radio.
Yeah, that's been out for a minute.
Yeah. Like so even, in total, that song like probably about 4 or 5 years old.
Like I remember when the Pussycat Dolls first came out.
What the fuck?
Oh my fucking god!
The shit, the song came on 88 like a whole year before it popped. I just remember that because old girl used to be on Black Planet. And she used to live out here. And I tried to get at her.
That was your MySpace music. Pussy Got Dolls.
No, that was Black Planet. I met her on Black Planet. I was like, "Hey, you like the chick from the new group that's coming out, Pussy Cat Dolls?" She's like, "Yeah, that's
I'm
me."
I'm just waiting on a week. This nigga bring up the Spice Girls out of nowhere,
bro.
If they was on Black Planet, I would.
And man, Nelly, speaking
Nelly,
hella trash for what he did to his pops, man, for going to an Ashanti concert and taking a picture with her.
She did a video.
She was
like,
the one who did the video, right?
She did the video. And his dad was like, "I liked your show," or something like that.
Yeah. Nelly used basically his moms to trash his dad on a Twitter rant. And I ain't looking at it. I ain't going to read none of them because that was trash. You filed for that.
He made like four posts on
Twitter.
Yeah,
he trashed for that.
That means he's really in feelings.
My mom and my dad. And I've been paying all this nigga bills.
Why if your mom was your mom and your dad?
I've been paying all this nigga bills, and he gonna go to my ex girl concert.
Yeah, sure.
Well, nigga, you ain't making no music. I can't go to your concert.
Nelly do got another.
Nigga, ain't nobody checking for Nelly no more.
He got another what? I know he ain't got no music out.
He do.
Ain't nobody
do.
Checking for Nelly no more.
When was this? When did he put some music out?
I think he got one with Jeremiah and one with He got a couple.
Ain't nobody checking for Nelly.
Singles.
No. Singles. He got like a newer single too.
Ain't nobody checking.
For some reason, my daughter didn't know all that shit. They be pulling that shit up in my car. Like,
ain't nobody checking for Nelly.
Nah, ain't nobody checking for Nelly for sure.
Man, this don't feel the same. I don't got that same song in my heart that I had in my heart yesterday, man. Like, I ain't get to sing Blackberry Molasses today, man.
I'm glad.
Is anybody popping off of St. Louis? Like, St. Louis, like, Nelly came, and then, like, Chingy, and then it was, like,
that
nothing.
Was it. That was it. Chingy hate the
homie. Oh, Jaquan. Jaquan was for a minute.
Chingy hate the homie, too. That shit was hilarious.
Oh, man.
Chingy tried to come back, too.
Yeah, and then the homie trashed him in, an online article. He hate the homie.
Before we get out of here.
Shout out to Mr. Finley.
Before we get out of here, man, we just want to say, them five motherfuckers who did that to that boy. I hope. I really do.
They PC.
Of course.
I heard.
Damn.
Of course.
I heard.
Damn.
That sounds accurate.
They I was trying to
PC, bro.
What did you think they was gonna do?
In my head I was like, I really hope you niggas just get prison raped for the remaining for your lifetime. But then I see they PC'd up.
They're not putting them in general pop. They're too high profile.
Protective custody. You niggas in the game.
PC out here, they still get touched. I don't know about out there though.
I don't know.
They didn't PC these niggas up.
You stabbed that fucking boy up. 15 years fucking old. Stabbed him up because you thought he was someone else.
Face your consequences, though.
And you PC'd up.
But they might not even ask for that.
They probably just be PC'd in the county.
That's probably
like, why they going through the trial process.
I seen one on social media. One of them requested it.
They do. They request that.
Crying and shit. I ain't nobody trying to see none of that, man.
That could be an admin decision too, though. That could be an admin decision. Like, why? Like we know. Like, if we're competent, we know what's gonna happen if we put these dudes in general pop.
They dragged that fucking boy out of that bodega.
I'm not saying they don't deserve
it. Five grown ass men dragged a 15-year-old out of a bodega and stabbed him the fuck up.
I'm not saying they don't deserve it. I'm saying if I'm the warden of a prison,
I'm putting your ass in general population. Let them do what they gonna do.
That sound they won't put you in charge if you think like that.
Fuck that.
That's
man.
Some bullshit.
That's some bullshit. Y'all supposed to be one of the gangs is supposed to be treacherous. Serve your consequences.
I feel you. I'm just saying if I as the warden of a prison, as somebody who's worked in the prison, I understand. I'm not putting y'all in general pop because I know that's gonna create problems.
But once again,
all the motherfuckers going to general pop.
What happened?
You got all these motherfuckers go to general pop that do hella treacherous ass shit.
Yeah, but they probably not as high profile as these dudes.
How many fucking child molesters is in general pop?
If the administrators know about it, probably not a lot.
Man,
and then once again, man,
bullshit.
This 15-year-old boy bleeds out in front of the motherfucking emergency room, and everybody got their phones out.
That shit wild.
Why ain't nobody pick him up and take him to the fucking... Just pick him up and throw him on the run his ass in there. All y'all outside, police officers included.
I think the nigga who whoever recorded, he need his ass whooped too. Like, go get him, whoop his ass,
whoop the store owner's ass, whoop them
the
out,
store owner's ass,
close the store down.
How violent?
Nah, man, come on, that's a 15. All everybody involved, the girl, that girl who was getting dug out on social media, the boy who was recording it.
You want her to whoop her ass too for getting some dick?
Yeah, you gotta whoop her. I think that dude was set. I think he was set up, man. I really think he was set up. How did they know at that particular time that he was gonna be at that store? How did they know that? Mom said,
and it was just because they thought he was someone else, right?
Right. They thought he was the other boy.
They've been following the wrong person.
They all got blood on their hands. The girl, the dude who was recording it. The store owners.
See,
all of them got blood on
their hands. The dude who was recording it, he definitely should have. I don't know. Because I'm assuming he's the same age. Like, these are kids. Like, yeah. I can't blame kids for some adult decisions. Like, these motherfuckers was adults. Like, y'all made an adult decision. Like, he was being a 15-year-old kid in 2018, which sucks.
It's all starting to play out on social media, though. It seems like this boy was almost like a pawn, like a sacrifice of sort.
How so?
So they wouldn't get the real person.
Yeah.
Who? Well, like what?
Because the boy that was doing the recording and Junior look just alike.
They do look just alike. You could be a legit case.
But it's starting to. I mean, I'm not digging into it, but it's starting to. You're starting to see more of how did it lead up to this.
I haven't been following it like.
But that.
I ain't even following it at all.
Depressing.
I mean, like I said, his death, his body is on social media and the internet forever. And his family, they friends, and his friends got to see this shit while we just scroll. Like.
Forever.
Yeah, that sucks. In my honest opinion, though, I don't think without seeing the end result, without seeing the attack, that it garners as much attention. Because we see tragic stories in the news every day. Like, I don't think they catch the killers a day later. If we don't see what it looks like for this, what this,
that's desensitized though.
I
but they had all the fucking that
video
clear
cameras,
video,
all,
like,
yeah,
right?
Clear,
yeah, right. But I'm saying if you don't see this boy fighting for his life, if you don't see the end result of him. Of what they did, like you see him fighting for his life, you see them stabbing him multiple times, and then you see what it looks like as he's dying out. Without all those images, I don't think there's a stronger press for justice.
I can read about it and feel what they did to this boy. I don't need to. And that's a part of us being desensitized. Like,
yeah, because we're desensitized. I don't think it hits as hard if you just read about it like, oh, 15-year-old boy stabbed in the Bronx. Dies in front of a hospital. I don't think that headline by itself says, damn, I really hope they catch the killers. Like, when you see this, and you can say, damn, this is my nephew. Damn, I have a son his age. Damn, I have somebody who looks like this. When you see the images, it's like, fuck. Like, we really need to stay on top of this. Like, I think seeing it, as bad as it is, and, like, I'm not advocating for it, but I think seeing it play out the way it did kind of gave people a stronger push to find
the killers.
I want to
know how their time going to play out. How they going to give them.
They're not getting out.
And I'm at some point, somebody probably will catch him slipping in prison, and that'll be that.
Rape him up.
They gonna kill him.
Them dudes is marked. That's why. As a warden, I can understand. Like, you gotta put these dudes in this PC, whether they want it or not, whether we feel like they deserve it or not.
Like, 5 grown ass men drag that boy out like that. 15 years old, man. It's crazy.
It is. It sucks, but
that shit was fucked up.
Rest in peace, Junior.
Shout out to Cardi, you know, for donating to the family, man. Yeah. Just crazy. It's crazy.
At least we didn't get the Jesse Jackson spiel.
Man. Fucking Jesse. No Jesse. Yeah. Or that's Al, ambulance chasing Al, ass. Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton, too.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Do we got anything else?
I want to shout out to Lauren Simmons, the youngest black woman who's a full-time New York Stock Exchange broker.
Yeah. And, oh, and Yeah, let's give a big fuck you to Permian Patty.
Big fuck. Oh, yeah.
Calling the police on the 8-year-old for selling water to go to Disneyland.
She's the victim now.
That bitch ain't no victim. She had to resign. She was on. She had to resign from the company.
What company? Hold on, I didn't see that part.
I think she was selling like weed brownies to dogs or some shit.
Weed brownies to dogs.
Some shit like
and
that.
And you mad at me for selling water? Like that about a bit. Hey, white women in America, man.
Hey, man, with all this gentrification, it's I can predict that we'll see a lot more of this because now you got white folks moving into what was predominantly black neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And not knowing what the fuck is going on. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
Some bullshit.
Las Vegas.
But fuck you, bitch.
Las Vegas, we're on the clock.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's about it.
Well, yeah.
One for the JBA. I am going to shout them out one time just to see if LeVar Ball going to do what he say he's going to do as far as the college kids, to get these kids some money.
Shout out to Big Var.
He doing it. I mean, you know, he's faced a lot of obstacles. And, you know, I have nothing but respect for him. Like, even if I don't agree with his methods or what he says, I have a lot of respect for him because he's facing nothing but obstacles everywhere he goes and everything he does. So
yeah, you know, early in the podcast, we spoke big on the college and these kids doing all they doing and no payment and going through the bullshit. Like,
yeah,
he going to get these kids some money. So shout out to that.
And they deserve it, man.
Opening up.
Yeah, you motherfuckers out here. Millions.
It'll be live on Facebook and shit. That shit cool.
Well, this is your guy, Spence. You can follow me on Twitter at Just Call Me Spence. That's J-U-S. Call Me Spence. S-P-E-N-C. I had to hit y'all with my sexy voice just one time. Also, hey, man, follow the podcast on Twitter at Views From The 7. On Instagram at Views From The _7. And on Facebook at Views From The 7. Ivan, where can they find you at?
On Twitter and Instagram, at Young Al Bundy, YUNG _ AL _ BUNDY. You can follow me, then, ladies, hit me up. Send those notes, please.
Hey, Skinny, where can they find
you? Hey, I can't do all that singing shit, man. Just follow me on Twitter. Skinny Junior _777. Everything else will come to light, man. Y'all, you know, find my Instagram, my Facebook, and realize I'm the shit.
All right, y'all. We got to get out this hot-ass studio. We love y'all. We out.
Go. Peace.